Well, one battle to stay alive. The Hunger Games is likely to be the big movie hit this weekend. It's the movie based on a novel aimed at teenagers and young adults. If you are looking for a more mature film-going experience, Kenneth Turan suggests The Deep Blue Sea. And here is his review.
This is a film as fiercely committed to passion as its heroine. And that's saying a lot. The time is around 1950. The city is a war-ravaged London. We watch as Hester Collier, beautifully played by Rachel Weisz, methodically attempts to take her own life. Then we flash back to her past, her high status but conventional marriage to a judge whose family is ice cold.
Will you be going to Wimbledon this year, Mother?
No. Since your father's death, I've not been able to enjoy tennis. Do you play?
Tennis?
Anything.
I occasionally play a hand at canasta.
Cards are a pastime. I meant a sport.
I just find it very hard to be passionate about it.
Beware of passion, Hester. It always leads to something ugly.
She falls heedlessly in love with Freddie, a heroic RAF fighter pilot played by Tom Hiddleston. He awakens passions in her, both physical and emotional, that she hadn't suspected existed.
One can't go on living on a flat plane. Not after discovering something more...
primitive.
Oh, Bill. Do you honestly think I can tell you in sober truth what it is I feel for Freddy? Lust isn't the whole of life, but Freddy is, you see, for me, the whole of life.
Hester is a woman whose belief in the deepest and most profound kind of love puts her at odds with both the men in her life and the drab post-war British society she lives in. The relationships between these three people, wife, lover, husband, plays out unexpectedly in The Deep Blue Sea. Feelings change and characters take positions different from those you'd expect them to have. And in Weiss's hands, Hester's love never feels less than genuine and powerful. She allows us to experience how difficult existing between the devil and the deep blue sea truly is.
The voice of Kenneth Turan, who reviews movies for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.